Hey, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk about the one simple trick that you can make to start your sales process working better.
Welcome to the Daniel Latto Podcast Show. Fresh content covering business, investing, marketing, money, health, and more.
Hey, it's Dan. Good morning. Just on the way to CrossFit. So let's talk about sales processes. One of the things that we've noticed, and I guess we've been guilty of it ourselves to some extent as well, is that we try and automate some of the stuff that really shouldn't be automated. And one of the really quick things that you can do that's going to really improve your sales process and help you close more people is simply get people on the phone. Get speaking to them. Ask them, what do you need? Diagnose them. Come up with the solutions that can help them. And hopefully part of what you offer is part of that solution. But what happens is people go, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I want to automate it. I want to automate sales. And it's like, dude, you can't automate sales. Stop trying to automate sales. You cannot do it. You're trying to automate this process. And then we ask them, we go, well, how many sales have you made this month? And we go, one. I'm like, dude, you don't even have a sales process to automate, let alone actually physically automate it. So you have to find a way of getting people on the phone so that you can actually speak to them, diagnose them, work out exactly what they want, so that hopefully you can go and help them. And if you can't do that, your business is going to fail. Like, well, I want to drive them to the website, and then I want them to fill in his form, and then if they're interested, Dan, then they'll make contact, won't they? No. That's not how it works, sadly. Which it did. That's not how it works. You've got to be really up on this methodology of making this work. You just have to be. So if you're not gonna do that, you're really gonna struggle. So you absolutely have to put that in place. Sorry, it's just a big ginormous truck here in the middle of the road. Make sure I don't knock this guy down. He's just parked in the middle of the road because there's a building site and he's got an enormous truck that he has to deliver. So get on the bloody phones. Speak to your customers. What are you afraid of? Oh, no, I'm just going to send them an email once a week for the next 14 weeks. If they want it, Dan, they'll buy. No, they won't buy. They'll just won't buy from you. They'll buy from someone else who picked up the phone, got through to them, found out what they wanted, scratched some of those trigger points. You know, why are you speaking to me on the phone? What do you need? What would happen if you made this work? What would happen if you didn't? How would life be in 12 months if you made this change now? All that stuff, right? You got to do it. That is the sales process, unfortunately. And you don't have to do it in a manipulative way. You can just actually want to help people. That's what we do. Why do you think we close so many websites? We actually just want to help them. Because we're not just building a website, we're building a doorway for their customers into their world so that they can display themselves in a way that is conducive to closing more sales, and we want them to make more sales. That's the whole point of a bloody website in the first place. Otherwise, it's just a banner ad, and banner ads don't work either. And you want your website to be more than that. You want to get people onto a call. You want to discuss what is it they need. You want to diagnose them so that you can come up with the solutions that you've got and hopefully help them. Anyway, I hope that's useful, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. Have a wicked day. Take care.